My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, one day a little boy came home after playing in muddy puddles in the yard and asked his mother, "Who am I, mom?" His mother, pretending not to recognize him, replied, "I don't know. Who are you?" The boy excitedly cried out, "Our neighbor was right, mom. She told me you are so dirty that your own mother would not recognize you." My dear friends, our family and our dear friends may ignore and reject us if we are unfaithful, disloyal, disobedient, in other words, unclean and dirty. But God our Father welcomes us back as His children because He is compassionate and merciful. My favorite gospel passage in the Bible is Luke chapter 15, today's gospel passage. The central message of today's gospel passage is God is compassionate, kind, merciful, and forgiving. Jesus tells us three parables of mercy. Parable of the lost sheep, parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son. Jesus tells these three parables as an answer to the complaint of scribes and Pharisees that he welcomes sinners and tax collectors and eats with them. My dear friends, let us meditate on the third parable, the parable of the lost son. This parable is only found in Luke's gospel. It is about the story of the prodigal son. Prodigal means wastefully extravagant. Some biblical scholars tells us that this parable should be entitled "The Prodigal Father," not "The Prodigal Son." The prodigal father, because it is really a father who was wastefully extravagant of his love to bring back his prodigal son. The parable provides us with many aspects in understanding sin and repentance. In the parable, a father has two sons, and one day younger son asked for share of the estate of his father. He said, "Give me the share of the property." Sin is selfishness. Any form of sin that we do is a form of selfishness. It is about me. It is not about others. It is about my pleasure and my own satisfaction. If you imagine the word sin, S-I-N, the letter that is at the middle of the word is I. because every sin is form of selfishness. And then after the younger son had the share of the estate, he went away. Sin is declaration of our independence from God. From now on, I will live my life according to my own way. There is no set of standards that I need to follow. I am the captain of my soul. I am the king of my life. We will see later what happens to a person who declares independence from God. He went away, and the gospel said he squandered everything. He spent his money in drinking, dancing, and gambling. Sin is squandering God's graces and bounty. Sin is using the resources that God has given us, not for the common good, but to serve our own self-interest. My dear friends, sin is going away from the love of God. Then what is repentance? Repentance is going back to God. How does one person, one sinner, show repentance? Prodigal son showed it to us. He went back to his father and said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." My dear friends, if we want to show repentance, first of all, we have to admit that we have sinned. Admission to one's offense is a requirement for repentance. Admission to one's offense is a requirement for the repentance. Yes, God is always forgiving. God is compassionate. God is merciful. But to receive the God's grace of forgiveness and mercy, we should repent from the sins we have committed. My dear friends, let us not be afraid to admit our faults and sins and ask for forgiveness from our Lord Jesus Christ. Once, Pope Francis asked people, "Who among us can be assumed not to be a sinner? Who among us can be assumed not to be a sinner?" Then he said, "No one. Your Pope is a sinner. We all are sinners." My dear friends, the church is a community of forgiven sinners. In the second reading, St. Paul sees himself as the worst of all sinners, and at the same time, he accepts Jesus as the savior of the sinful human race. He feels that there is no need for him to hide his past sinfulness. He says, "I was once a blasphemer." He further says, "I was persecutor and arrogant." Repentance is not covering our sins. When one step into the church, several aspects inspire him. Maybe cross, sanctuary, or altar, or the statues of the saints, painting, or baptismal font, anything. But to me personally, what excites me the most in the church is nothing but confessional. We experience God's mercy and forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation. Confessional is not a court of judgment, but an experience of God's forgiveness and mercy. Saint Augustine has a very inspiring word for all of us. He said, "There is no saint who has no past. There is also no sinner who has no future. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. You and me, all of us are sinners. We will have the future because God is merciful and forgiving. And to receive God's forgiveness, we have to repent, which means admit our sins, to be sorrowful with our sins, to change our ways. My dear friends, find time for the sacrament of reconciliation. No matter how big your sins are, God's love is bigger than your sins. No matter how heavy our sins are, God's love is heavier than our sins. May God bless you.